This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day.
Bryn's out for 2 weeks. No one here to play the hump day sounder.
Hump day.
So you got it.
Yeah. Hump day.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, you said you were going to get your hair cut the other day, did you?
I did get it cut.
Oh, so you barely got it cut.
I just got it trimmed.
All right.
I like it where it's at right now. If this is acceptable to you guys, this is kind of where I'm at.
It's all right. Fine.
You want it shorter?
No, or I love it.
I like it too. It's nice and shaggy.
Yeah, it's good.
I got my hair cut, I guess during vacation.
Yeah, I thought it looked cut.
I hate it.
What?
I even texted my guy the next day. I go, this haircut sucks. I hate it. He's all, don't worry. It always sucks in the beginning because I ask for a specific style. And I just hate it. I absolutely can't
stand
it.
You asked for it short in the back or something?
I asked for a V cut.
Yeah.
A V in the back?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, chop, 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 chop. And I see hair flying on the floor. And I'm like, all right. And then he curled it. And then I just hate it. So there's that. But my hair grows so fast. I could go in and have them. I was thinking, see how it's short right here?
Yeah.
And then it's awful in the back. So I'm thinking I'll just get it cut short.
I did like when you kind of Cleopatra'd it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just go back to that for the moment. It grows so fast. A couple months, it'll all be fine. So,
right.
But, you know, it's been bothering me so much. So I've just been putting it up. Today, I just went in the bathroom. I'm all...
Don't worry, Izzy. You always look beautiful.
Matter. I know. It's just hair. Who cares?
Yeah. But well, you do care because you're wearing it.
Only you are noticing that.
Yeah. I think you're
great. I know. It's no big deal. It's just stupid hair. Right, Vinny? Hair.
Stupid.
Well, get off.
Shave it off.
You know, girls care about that stuff.
Yeah.
My brother, I put a picture of my brother and my kid up yesterday on my Instagram.
Did?
Which brother?
Jan.
Uh-huh.
And... he's got a beard, and it's so gray, and he looks old. And I wrote, Uncle Keith, which is my little brother, came to visit us for dinner, you know, and my kid, she's so funny about, I was telling you yesterday, she's such a girl, and into everything girl, and she takes his beard, and she's like, she puts a ponytail holder around her wrist, I'm watching the whole, like, the... she gathers up the hair.
Oh, it's like a full-on big-ass beard.
Oh,
not,
yeah,
not the
off
little
his
goat
chin.
Well,
it's a beard, but it's long. So she
so
gathers it up.
It's a goatee that's gone
long.
All right. Oh, let me see it. Oh my god, that is the cutest effing picture.
So she,
that is the cutest picture ever. She's so proud of herself.
Yeah, she's really done a great. So she puts it around her wrist, gathers up all his chin hair, gets it in a little. And then takes it from her wrist. I'm watching her, and she's got it down. I guess she's been paying it. Pulls it off her hand, around the beard. All right. And then just is beaming, like,
look what I did.
Masterpiece. She is just...
isn't that ridiculous?
She's such a little doll.
I just want to eat her up. So beautiful.
But someone wrote on the...
you have 98 comments. 3,760 people have looked at it.
Nice.
Someone wrote on there, your Uncle Keith, to me.
Yeah.
And I was like...
no, that's well, he does look twice my age, but...
that's, right. He's lived hard and he's got the gray hair, but no, that's her Uncle Keith. That's my little brother. Poor guy.
Oh, well.
Here's your little shot of everyone seeing you.
Right.
And their response is, you look old. Sorry, buddy.
He looks at, he's, it's a wicked cute picture of him, though.
Yeah.
I don't have a great idea in my head of what he looks like, but now I guess that all is, he's shaved his head, too, and he's got the long beard. There's some serious family resemblance there.
A little bit. Someone says, I didn't even see who this post was from and immediately thought, which friend of mine has this adorably cute kid?
Which of my friends is this?
Yeah, she's pretty lit up doing anything girl stuff.
Yeah. No, the sparkle in her eye in that picture is so cute. Like, look what I did. Yep, I fixed him up. He's all set now.
OMG, Isla's smile is so authentic and genuine. Pure happiness with her uncle. It made me smile.
I know. There's nothing like family. There really isn't, you know? That, like, there's a dude that she's seen only a couple times in her life, but that she hears about him, and that's her uncle, and,
well, FaceTime has become a pretty huge part of people's lives, or at least ours. There's a lot of FaceTiming at my house.
There's not that much at my house. We FaceTimed a little last week when they were in LA because I wanted to see where they were and stuff. But I would think that if you've got a grandma and a little, you know, a little granddaughter, like they get to see each other. That must be amazing.
Grandmas will stay on the phone. At least our, you know, Maria and Sandy will stay on the phone for an hour.
For as long as that little kid will continue to talk to you.
The phone's just on, and sometimes you'll hear from the other room, I can only see the ceiling. Honey, get the phone and turn it at you. I can only... And you're just like, oh.
That's so funny. But little kids are just in their own little world of imagination, and
right.
So they're showing grandma all their stuff. I mean, I can imagine that is... an absolute joy. Remember when those very first video phones came? I think we each got one, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
And what a POS those were.
The other person had to have one.
Right. So I think I sent one to like my mom and dad, and the thing was, it was like the grainiest, worst, but we were so psyched, like, oh my God, we can see each other.
Right, it was cool.
It was so cool, and now we take it for granted. Like, I'll FaceTime my sister just when, you know, just because if I'm sitting still, you know, if I'm just sitting there, I'm like, I would love to see her. And you can see people.
Yeah.
I never FaceTime.
How come?
I don't think about it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't come to mind. I mean, Bryn FaceTimed us the other day. Oh, you were in Disneyland. And we FaceTimed with Bryn in Italy.
He was showing us off the balcony. Uh-huh. See, that's super valuable.
I just
like,
don't
we've
even
got
think
to...
about it.
Yeah, I guess.
I wouldn't either. But I'm telling you, Christina, and I, to her credit too, because I wouldn't think to, FaceTimes the grandmas all the time, and has gotten in the habit of just handing the phone to Isla, and then Isla, sometimes Isla will come walking around the corner, and where'd you put Nona? And you go find the phone, and there's Nona, like, she put me down.
she left me here. Grandma's in the phone.
You forgot.
Can't go anywhere.
But they're, you know what? They don't want to go. They're like, I'm going to be here when she gets back to the phone. I want to stay. I got nothing to do.
I'm a grandma.
Yeah. Where am I going to go?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
So, anyway, she does know the guy from that. But the visits are few and far between, you're right.
Right.
And that's
but it's good that she's, you know, seen him, and so she falls right in, and she's comfortable. There's no, like, hiding her face, like, from princesses or whatever. And...
Right. But that's why he drove from wherever, Temecula or wherever it is. He's some desert spot. He's got a house. Because he, you know,
wants
it's rare
to see
and wants to see her. And
are you guys seeing the progress of your mom's house?
Oh, yeah. What's happening with that?
Yeah. It's going up. She's moving in September.
What is the town again?
Somewhere out there, like Temecula. It's some desert.
Close to Jan, though.
Yes. Okay. Like a block away.
Oh.
Or no, like a mile away. Sorry.
It's great.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
is great.
I think that...
So sort of central to all of you guys.
There's a good chance we'll all gather for Thanksgiving at my mom's place, which will be great.
Nice. Yeah.
That is great. How far of a drive is it? Like, is it 3 hours?
From
is
here?
It... Yes.
Oh, we won't drive it.
You'll fly?
Yeah.
Into, like, Santa Barbara or something? Or, like, where would you fly to?
Probably Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Ontario Airport.
Probably. That's what it sounds like.
They told me the name of it, but I don't know. It's just that Inland Empire desert where they're just, they build out there. And it's really, for California, it's affordable.
Yeah.
She's getting a really big house for $300 and...
like Riverside area?
I think so. South of Riverside, though. It's closer... It's not closer to San Diego, but it's in between Riverside and San Diego and that desert stretch.
Mm-hmm. And then what about her house? Is that up for sale or it's going to go
up? It'll go
for
up,
sale?
But it's going to go fast.
Oh, yeah. Is it in Seattle?
It is in Seattle.
There was a report. I should have printed it out for you. There was a report today about Seattle. Like, that's one of the poppin' areas, which it has been for a while, but right now,
it's
huge.
It's so freaking gorgeous up there.
It really is.
Like, I guess, you know, I mean, I hear it's rainy. But you know, when we were up there, it rained, and then the sky was beautiful, and then it rained again, and the sky was beautiful.
Well, you know,
it was gorgeous up there.
I know that we just had a winter where everyone was really wanting it to turn off.
Yes.
The one good thing about regular rain, not the deluge, but just sort of regular rain, is everything feels clean all the time.
And green.
You don't have that sort of dust on dust on dust. And even if you were to try to power wash something, your neighbors would be like, what are you doing? You're nuts.
Yeah.
You know,
that water is precious.
And it's to be expected. Like, you expect that from Seattle. You know what's going to happen. California is so weird.
Right. If it rains, it's like, what's happening? What's happening?
Well, right. People are who live with the rain go, we're going golfing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Right. And like you said, they don't even worry about umbrellas or raincoats. Yeah. They're just like, we're just wet all the time. Everything's a little bit mossy. We're a little bit moldy, and it's all right.
Back
right.
to the FaceTime. Someone says, I'm an oncology RN and work with patients who are in therapy away from home for months on end. FaceTime has become invaluable to them to keep in touch.
Oh, I bet.
That's great.
That is great. Mm. Maybe I'll FaceTime my niece. My nieces are coming next week.
Tina's kids?
Tina's one daughter and my brother's one daughter.
How old are they?
They are 16 and 17.
Older.
By themselves?
They're coming by themselves.
Ooh.
They're going to come stay with me.
Are they those two close then?
All those cousins are, you know, they all have known each other. They're my kids. My siblings' kids. We're all pretty close to that side of the family. And the kids are all right around that same age there. I think the youngest is like 12 and the oldest is my brother's son, who's 19.
So you hooking them up with fake IDs or what's
You know, I'm going to make sure they have a real
kegger at the house.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
That should be super fun.
Aunt
Especially when
Sarah.
I go to bed at 7:30 at night. So, you know, I'm not on vacation next week. I'll have to, you know, keep the party noise down to a minimum.
Here's
hook them up
fake
with some
IDs.
Rock stars.
$1,000 each.
Don't have too much fun.
Do not be back until tomorrow.
Yeah. Extra padded bras.
Sure. All the stuff. I think that they're probably going to come in next week at some point to see the station. But Hooman showed me a trailer yesterday for a movie called Ingrid Goes West.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that Aubrey Plaza chick.
Yes.
Who's that?
She was on Parks and Rec. I'm trying to think if you would know her.
She was on that movie, I don't know, last year. I don't know how
well
it did.
Her and Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
And
about the guys having to bring wedding dates or something like that.
And she's super cute, but I have never seen her before in my life.
She's also on that show Legion. She's what's great about her is she's pretty, but her face is super interesting, and she does crazy like nobody's business. Like, she just watching this trailer, I'm like, oh man, she's twisted. So I don't know if it's an indie film or what's going on with it, but he sent me the trailer yesterday, and so we're going to get a screener copy, and I'll watch it with the girls, and because it looks like it's right up, you know, it's all social media and stuff. Uh-huh. Like, she's kind of, it seems like she's like a stalker. She picks someone out that she wants to stalk off social media and then wants to be their best friend. And
And she goes to Hollywood and she becomes friends with a star by accident because she steals the girl's dog or
something
like that.
And then returns it.
Yeah, and all of a sudden she's the hero when really she's the one that stole it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she's a total mental case.
Right.
So it looks good, and I'll watch that with the girls, and then maybe they'll come in Thursday morning and we'll, you know, they can be Hooman's guest movie
reviewers. She starred in Dirty Grandpa.
She's been in a bunch of stuff. Like
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yep, that was a great movie.
Yeah, I don't recognize her at all, but she seems...
Yeah, she's a great little actress. Like, she's really, like, crazy.
All right.
But we're getting screener copies of that, so maybe I'll hand you one and you can take a look so that you're familiar with the movie.
Sure.
Also.
Sounds good.
I know, I'm very excited. So yesterday we put a new fan in the guest room.
Oh, for the girls.
So I got to get the fan together.
Like, there's, what kind of fan?
Just a ceiling fan.
Oh, okay.
You know, replace
it. Are those easy to put in? I've been wanting John to put one in.
No. You know, nothing's ever easy.
Yeah. I mean, there's not even a light up there.
If there's no light, well, here's the thing. Ours also did not have a light there. And so rather than cut the wall to put in a switch and run the wire and blah, 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 he found power up there in the attic.
There's a hack for you, everyone.
Well, I don't know if it's, I don't know if every fan does it, but he found a fan that would work, and I just didn't question and put the fan blades together, assembled the thing while he was up there putting the box in, and then I...
Whoa.
Wow, yes, you're so handy.
I am very handy. I'm really good at following directions. So I read the manual, put it all together, and then he wires it. And
you know, anything
it.
Like that with blades and up above people's heads, you got to be careful putting that in. That's not a
go
good...
flying out and one of your nieces cut their nose off.
Yeah, I wouldn't
that
do
would
it.
Not be good. Yeah, it's actually, you know, it was... So we had a fun day, but it's supposed to be wicked hot next week.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Actually, starting today, I was hearing 90s. Tomorrow...
And especially this week.
Yeah, high
Wednesday.
90s.
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday was so...
Perfect.
It was... Yes.
It was the perfect day yesterday.
Right.
Right. I don't know, you know, inland and further north, maybe it was hotter, but where I was at, I just, like, five times, I was like, what a perfect day.
Yeah, I got to open up the windows, no air conditioning, the house was
solid,
a nice
breeze.
Temp.
Oh my God, it was just lovely.
So we're going back to the hot.
Real,
I'm looking at temps right now. It should be okay. I'm seeing Vallejo 85, Redwood City 83, Morgan Hill 89.
This today?
Yes.
Well, that's not horrible.
Not gonna about 92 is gonna be the hottest in the outer areas.
Okay. And then what about for like this weekend and next week?
Well, this morning I heard it's gonna reach the hundreds.
Right.
Oh.
Well, it happens. You know. What are you gonna do?
It's summer.
Complain to the sun?
Nah.
Right.
We're good.
All right, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I really put Hooman to work today. We'll see how he does.
All right.
Let's see what's happening, Hooman.
Let's keep him low. Expectations low.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.